What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Okay, my name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
So today we're going to talk about insurance. Kathy, what are you going to talk about today? What do you think? So about where we were last night. So we ended up finishing up our daughter's high school volleyball career. It's now over because we went out to Greensboro and played our last game, and we got knocked out of the tournament. So we've been...
We were actually round two, so we actually did... They did actually beat one charter school.
They had a great season. It was a really good season.
Got shut down last night.
So Kath and I are probably like jet lagged. Not really jet lagged, but we're definitely not awake as much as we need to be right now. Because we were up till what, about 2 in the morning, I guess, coming back from Greensboro.
Well, I was. You were not because you went to bed. I had to wait for my daughter to get back in. So about 2 o'clock.
You're a good mom.
Yes, really are. I was
so
up.
No joke. So thank you for doing that.
And yes.
Anyway, thank you for the volleyball team, all the participants, Tammy Deals, Larkin Giddens,
Julie Leopard
for coaching. We had a very good season this year. It was a good experience, and my daughter got to know a high note. She also works for us, too. She's the receptionist, I guess, or handles the mail. So she's transitioning, I guess, from being a child and an adult. So here we are going through colleges and whatnot. So that's what Kath and I are doing. So talking about insurance today, we've launched a large initiative, finally, after all these years. It'd take a long time to develop this, but we've been trying to do a proactive approach to our business doing insurance reviews. And what Kath and I are running into is we have acquired different businesses in the past that don't do things the way that we do things. And this is becoming a issue we're having to address. And so we've been sending out what I call a renewal review invite, which is a email that a current customer receives as their policy renews, and we're inviting them to go to a URL, which the email that we send them will link into our website. And then they'll fill out a review that allows us to assess what coverages they currently have on their policy compared to what their responses are. So we've been getting I really appreciate our customers are taking, we're getting a really good response out of this. In fact, the response has been way better than I even thought, because you know, me knowing myself, Mark Moore, if I get an email, I'm probably not going to read it sometimes if it comes from a third party or whatever. And people are actually taking time to go through there, and they're caring about their coverages to make sure that they're responding back to us. But this is creating, I guess, a lot of extra, trying to evaluate and orient, because we're trying to make things right. But when people don't write things the way we write something, and now we're kind of on this policy because it was written 8 years ago by an agent that doesn't even work for us, we're having to clean up somebody else's bad work. And that's what we're in the process of doing. And the task is, it's very large, isn't it, Kathy?
I mean, mm-hmm. It is.
So certain things that we find, like I had one today, okay, the gentleman responded back, and he thinks that his house is worth right about $900,000 to replace. We've got it insured for less. And so we're trying to get him a option to raise his coverage to be able to come up to what he thinks it's worth. Sometimes people may not consider the different ways to value a house. What we care about as the insurance agent is what it costs to rebuild the house. Some people will say, well, my house could be sold for $800,000. And they're not thinking about that's a market value versus a rebuilding value. And also the market value includes land. So getting that kind of a subjective amount based on what opinions somebody has or what a software tells you to replace a house, we don't really know for sure. I mean, we can guess, we can estimate, but nailing down a good replacement value can be a challenge, can it, Kathy?
Yes. I mean, ultimately, a lot of these policies that we acquired when we bought a business, At the time that they wrote the policy, that value might have been adequate. But with the times are changing and to replace things and cost of, you know, any types of, you know, lumber, windows, fencing even. I mean, you look at the price of things right now has gone up so much that these values are probably not adequate anymore. And so with that being said, reach out to your agent. Please communicate with your agent. I know people are busy. People don't want to, they think it's going to cost more money. I feel like you need to take time because this is a very important, you know, thing to do to recovering your assets. You know, a lot of people have a lot of, you know, trusting us with that, but they also have to trust us to do it correctly. And we can't do our jobs without having the correct information or be able to communicate with you and what you have, if you've done improvements or what have you.
So this email platform we're using, we're getting a good response on. We do not want to be annoying to people. We do not want to be intrusive of people's, but we do want to make sure that people are covered correctly. I was remembering the movie called Groundhog Day, and the insurance agent's there, and every day the agent comes back and it's like trying to sell Bill Murray this policy, and then eventually just punch you in the face. I mean, we don't want to be annoying to people.
Well,
but I at the same time, we want to be responsible.
We have to do our due diligence as an agent. We're licensed and we're supposed to do our due diligence, so which means we have to talk to you. We have to do what's right for you. We try to do our very best with the information that we have, but if we don't have the correct information or updated information, it makes it very hard for us to do our jobs. Our job is to protect you and get you back in case of a claim and back to where you were prior to that. But if we don't know that you've done improvements or if you've updated your home or your windows or your roof or different things like that, or you've bought, you know, land next door, a vacant lot next door to your premises, we need to know these different things so we can make sure that you're covered so you can have peace of mind.
That's right. So this email campaign we're doing, also we could do a text messaging. We're hoping this is a less intrusive way and a more convenient way to get information that we need. And so far it's working. Yeah. And I'm very pleased that people are taking the time to respond back to us. And I hope they'll continue to do so.
It's
and we,
very
and
important.
We have to clean up it once we get the information too. So we got to make sure that we're, you know, analyzing the policy to make sure that things are the way they need to be.
So let's bring this up. I know we had something coming up recently where a person had replaced their roof. They told us about it. We have it documented. They're supposed to follow up with a receipt.
When she reads a receipt, she means like
an invoice
the
saying that
wants
they
to say here's where we paid to replace the roof.
Or if you've got a, you know, certain things, we have to have documentation to prove that to them that you have a new roof, that you have a burglar alarm or a fire alarm, different things that might be able to get you discounts because it is newer. But also, you don't want ACV on your roof, and it needs to be under replacement cost.
Explain that, Kathy. So this lady here. I had replaced her roof. Mm-hmm. We went back into our documentation where she came in the office. I replaced the roof. As Kathy, reiterated this again, where I am, is that we'd asked her for something to show the insurance company.
Proof.
It never got followed up on. We did a renewal request or review with her via email, and she had put on there she did replace her roof, and when we called this. So we've been writing for a whole year where she's got what's called actual cash value, which means depreciation on her roof. And we want to insure somebody with replacement cost.
Right.
We went there and rated it with a new roof. The premium came down like over $300.
Right.
And so it's a win-win. She's going to save over $300 by getting a new roof discount. And she's going to have better coverage because she's going to go from having actual cash value, which means a depreciated roof,
right,
to getting a new roof replaced.
But we can't apply that without the proper documentation.
But at least we called it.
I mean, people can say a lot of things, but they have to prove it. And not only to us, but, and, you know, prove it to our actual care that we have them insured.
That's what they require us to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's just several examples this week. So mm-hmm. we're trying to do a good job being an agent. One thing I want to say, Kathy, is I was thinking about what's going to happen to build materials out around Asheville. Because all these houses are destroyed. And then I was talking to a friend that works with, he's a wholesaler for hardware stores, and there was one lumber yard that he thinks has lost over $3 million of lumber in the flood. Mm-hmm. So what's that going to do to the cost of build materials?
It's going to probably skyrocket.
And we have solutions to try to make this a better thing. including the guaranteed replacement cost endorsement that would hedge against build materials going up.
Right.
And also we have something called ICE coverage, which is increased cost of construction that gives you a variance of like 25% or sometimes 50% more than your house is insured for.
It really depends on your carrier and what they call it. A lot of different carriers have the same type of coverage, but they call it something different on the policy. So again, that's why we're independent insurance agencies and we are licensed and insured, but we also carry lots of different carriers, so we know what coverages you will need for that. And just, you know, communicating with your agent is the key.
Right. I don't want to insure a house without that coverage. So, okay, so we're wrapping up the first segment of our show here, and we're talking about, having an insurance review with customers and what's entailed in that and what we're seeing. My name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, and we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want you to know where we're located. We have 5 locations. 3 are called More Insurance Services, Inc., and we're located in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot, and next to the post office. We're in the South State Bank building there. We're not part of the bank, but we're in our own separate area of the bank, so come by and see us in Blairsville for your insurance needs there. Our second location is located in Hiawassee, Georgia. It's at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're in the Town Trace building. It's right next to the hospital. It's a red brick building there. Come by and see us there also to check out what we can do for you on your insurance needs there. And lastly, our last location is in Hayesville, North Carolina at 157 Highway 64 West. In Hayesville, we're next to United Community Bank. Come by and see us there. That's our main hub. And that's where we're at majority of the time. We start our day there. Also, we have another location in Murphy, which is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. It's located past So's Goods Restaurant on the left there, past Arby's on Highway 64 as well. Come by and check us out there in Murphy. And our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also a division of More Insurance. We are located between United Community Bank and Burger King. Come by and see us there on the main drag for your insurance needs as well. Also, check us out on our website at www.more-insurance.com. You can request a quote. You can also make a payment. You can also check out all these podcasts, all of our radio shows. If you've missed one, I'd like to hear a couple of those. They're on there as well. And, of course, you can like us on Facebook.
Okay. Thanks again, Kathy, for the plug there. So we are diligently trying to keep our coverages with our customers updated, and it's a monumental task to try to do this, but we're doing our best. And we've launched a new email campaign that's assisting with the collecting information that we need to be able to use to evaluate people's risk and make sure things are covered properly. They did one lady thought it was a scam but we're trying to, like, she did call the office. Well, I'm glad she did, because that's, you're doing your due diligence, because you're just inundated with all kind of solicitations. Your mail's crazy every day. You've got your email inbox, and you're trying to go sift through what's legit. And hopefully, since we have a business relationship with these customers and we're their insurance agent, I hope they'll recognize the value of communicating with us to be able to let us know things that we need to offer them as far as coverage goes. There are certain coverages that we want to have, but before the break, we were talking about, you know, we had one customer that had indicated off our review that his house was going to be more to replace than what we had insured for. And so we're working on that scenario. Also was talking about how the floods in, you know, the West North Carolina are going to affect the cost of build materials, I would think. So you,
I think
you
it's
never
gonna
know.
Affect the whole Southeast, because, you know, Florida was hit, Georgia was hit. There was a lot of places that were hit. So when these things happen, things go up.
I think labor costs will go up as well.
Oh,
not
yeah,
not just build materials. I mean, it's going to be, you know, labor to do this is going to be extensive. And then it's a supply-demand thing. If you've got all these people needing to have repairs done, then you've got contractors going to be able to charge more money. And also the lack of build materials might be an issue as well. So I think prices could be very unstable. And certain coverages, if I had a wish list of having certain coverages on say homeowners policies. I definitely would like to have a policy written that's got the guaranteed replacement cost coverage. Guaranteed,
it's an endorsement.
It's an endorsement. You have to buy it. Does it come with it? If you have just what's called a just a plain old vanilla, what we call a HO3 policy, and you have your house insured for $300,000, that's the most it will pay.
Right.
But you can buy an additional endorsement, which is additional coverage. And the best one you can get is the guaranteed home replacement cost endorsement.
But some carriers don't have that endorsement. They don't call it that, or they have a percentage that they will actually additional coverage, like 25% more. Yeah.
Which I call ICE coverage, right. Increased cost construction coverage.
So if you're looking at your policy, just know that you can ask your agent that you have currently have, or if you need some advice, you can call us just regarding that, because we want to make sure that you are covered properly.
So the question would be, do I have guaranteed replacement cost coverage? Mm-hmm. Ask your agent that. And if they say, no, we don't have it, you can add it. We would get a price for it.
I'd consider
adding
it.
Encouraging, uh-huh. Highly encourage you to add that one. If you can't get it, the next best thing is, can I get ICE coverage, increased cost construction?
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to give you additional 25% to 50%. Let's use easy numbers. If I've got a house insured for $1 million and you had the endorsement for the ICE coverage, now you've got additional $250,000 of coverage on your house. So even though your house is insured for $1 million, now you've got up to $1.25 million to cover a loss.
Let's talk about that too, because people still get this in their head, and I've heard people, they've had claims, total loss, major, you know, catastrophic things happen to their home, since we're talking about homeowners, and they come in and they think they're getting a check for $1 million right now. And the problem is, you will get that, but they also have to be rebuilding it or replacing it.
It depends on what kind of loss it is. I believe that Georgia is a valued policy state, where if you it burns, you get the value of the policy. I need to verify that.
Right.
But, you know, yes, Kathy's right. Like, if your roof is damaged and you've got a $25,000 damage on your roof, and the insurance company is going to pay up front what's called the depreciated amount of the roof. What's the roof is worth?
And once you replace it.
Once you replace, you get the difference.
Right.
So that's one coverage I really like to have. Like, from looking at from a high level, that would be ideal if everybody we had insured has the guaranteed replacement cost coverage or the increased cost coverage endorsement. The next one we're looking at, or we're seeing a lot of deficiencies on this where we've purchased businesses, is I'm not seeing that people have no coverage for ordinance of law or law.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having that become more prevalent now, where a building inspector or somebody, government entity, is requiring you to build back in a different way, or have a, different building codes. So, but basically what you're covering there is a building code endorsement almost. Like, if somebody, if it tells you have to build back in a different way, the insurance company is going to cover it the way it is today and the way it was built, not the way it needs to be built.
Right.
And you can get typically like 10% of what's called for ordinance or law of your homeowner's limit as ordinance or law.
Right.
We're trying to get that quoted to everybody. And people don't really understand it so much. I mean, I think maybe the most simplistic way is to say it's, look, you know, if the building codes have changed and you got to rebuild your property back in a different manner to meet the code, then this is where you get your coverage.
So we had a customer that had a claim on that, and basically on the time of the house was built, it was Dakota at that time, but when he had a fire, and when he went back in and they came in, they said, no, now the electrical box had to be on a completely different wall, and they had to pull out all this stuff, and of course
it couldn't be in a closet. Additional cost to
It was all these different things because of the way the built, you know, I guess the inspector came out, permit, you know, whatever they did. And so then he came back and, you know, wanted to have that covered. But again, at the time that he wrote that policy, that wasn't available. And of course, now the carriers that you have right now, even though you might have had it on the books for a while, have written a long time ago, they do have endorsements that they now will offer. And now you can endorse certain things, so that's what we're looking at too, as on the review.
So that's one we like to have the guaranteed replacement costs, or the next
and on your contents
equipment
as well.
Yeah, and we need to have exactly. In fact, the one we found today didn't have it. We found a policy today that had actual cash value on their contents.
Right, we want replacement costs.
We would never write a policy like that, even though we have bought a business for picking up somebody else's bad work, right, that we would not do it that way. So, you know, so we got the guaranteed replacement cost, or it's equivalent. Then we've got ordinance or law. And there's just certain coverage we want to see people have. This will go into another show because this is only the tip of the iceberg. But we want to protect our customers. We want to have options for people that are going to protect them when they have a claim. Because it's not fun when you have a customer that could have the coverage, they didn't have the coverage, and now there's a claim. And now they're upset because they don't have the coverage.
And that's why we're reaching out to our customers now to talk to them and have this dialogue, so we make sure things, you're aware of it as well as we're aware of it.
Okay, so we'll wrap up another show today. Appreciate WRB letting us be on the show. And we will be back next week talking about another topic regarding insurance. My name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, on WRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.